Welcome to the NutraCast, a production by Nutra Ingredients USA. I'm Danielle Masterson. Thank you for joining me here on the NutraCast, where we talk and share insights from inside the nutrition industry. M2 Ingredients, a vertically integrated player in organic functional mushrooms, recently closed a strategic growth investment round. The new funds will accelerate the distribution and marketing of its mushroom-based retail brand, O Mushroom Superfood. To find out what this all means for the company and the mushroom market, I'm joined by Sandra Carter, founder and CEO of M2 Ingredients and O Mushroom Superfood. Hi, Sandra, and welcome to the NutraCast.
Hi, Danielle. Thank you so very much for inviting me today.
Yes, thank you for joining me, and congrats on your recent investment round. Before we get into all that, can you share your founder story and how you got involved in mushrooms?
Absolutely. Yeah, it really harkens back to what my passion has been my entire 45 plus year career, which is health and wellness. So I have spent all of my profession in this area. I have a PhD in preventive medicine, and I was aware about mushrooms, as many people are in integrative health. They're such an important component. I was aware of mushrooms more for their benefits related to immune health overall. But in 2009, rather, I was introduced to Steve Farrar, a local mycologist and my co-founder, at Scripps Integrative Medicine Conference here in San Diego. And Steve has been growing mushrooms for over 40 years as well, and at that time had just returned from Tokyo, where he was invited to study Japanese growing technology of what we refer to as more functional mushrooms. And I became just really, really interested in their applications for so many a diverse array of benefits, including sports performance. At the time, I was living in Tahoe. I was cycling a lot, and I started using cordyceps, and I could see such a difference in my ability to train and recover. And so, as Steve will tell the story, the mushrooms got a hold of me and never let go. But I really just became so interested in the whole area, the whole kingdom, and could really see that there was an opportunity to really help educate the Western world around the benefits of mushrooms and to really innovate in terms of product development as well. So we formed the company in 2010. And here we are, 2024, many years later, and we're just so excited to see the growth of the mushroom channel overall.
Yeah, it's really, I can't help but say mushroomed over the last couple of years. How would you say the category has evolved since you first got into this field?
So when I first started the company, I spent a lot of time in retail stores, and the main products that were available from a product perspective were capsules. And those capsules were generally in the supplement aisle in the immune set. And when I speak to team members in the stores, they'd say, you know, sales are great during cold and flu season, but the rest of the year, they're not so good. And so we became the first company to develop powders that were in the functional food set of the supplement area. You've seen so much development in terms of mushroom coffees, gummies. There's just a full array of different products now that contain different mushrooms. And so I think the channel has evolved from an innovation perspective. It's also evolved tremendously from an awareness perspective. Again, going back to 2010, 2011, even if you would go into a natural products store, many of the team members had very limited knowledge of mushrooms, and in particular of the different species of mushrooms. And now, I mean, I'll be riding in an Uber and the Uber driver will ask me what I do. And I let him know. And he goes, oh my gosh, I take lion's mane every day and I give it to my grandmother. And I mean, it just brings such a smile to my face, as you can imagine, to know that the awareness is just grown infinitely. And so that is really, really exciting for us.
Yeah. So you mentioned the immunity benefits, and then you also mentioned training and recovery. And that's not something I was aware of in terms of mushrooms. Can you tell me more about that? And are there specific mushroom species for sports nutrition?
Yes, that's a great question. And so, you know, many people kind of view mushrooms as one product. And I think that, you know, there's good reason. All mushrooms have beta-glucans, they have non-soluble fibers, they have antioxidants, so they all have different compounds that relate to immune health. However, the kingdom fungi is 5 times larger than the botanical kingdom, just to kind of put it in perspective. And so lion's mane mushroom is as different from cordyceps as elderberry is from holy basil or nettle. You know, you think of how diverse the botanical kingdom is, and you think of how the different parts of a plant are different as well, and how we access them. That is, you know, just multiply that several times over. So cordyceps is a mushroom that has research related to its cordycepin. That's this bioactive compound that helps with availability of oxygen and then therefore translates to increased aerobic metabolism. So a lot of research related to endurance. So, you know, that is a mushroom that's completely different than lion's mane, which has nootropic compounds that have application for cognitive health. So this is the very exciting part, because we're really, I would say, at an emerging stage in terms of science and developing test methods. And so this is a great and exciting opportunity for the whole channel of mushroom growers and lovers to really invest in science and really help all of our awareness about the uniqueness of the different species.
Yeah, it's such an exciting time for mushrooms. I have to wonder, why did it take so long? I mean, they've been esteemed for centuries. Mushrooms have only become mainstream in the U.S. recently. But we all grew up with mushrooms, or at least I did. You know, they burgers, steak, things like that. So there wasn't sort of that barrier to entry because, you know, we were already introduced to them. So why do you think it's taken so long?
Well, I think the American public, yes, is aware of the white button mushroom, which has been used on pizzas and in burgers and so on, right? But many cultures, in particular Asia, but also in many parts of Europe and South America, have very steeped cultural connections to the mushrooms that are indigenous to their area. And they are familiar with those more what we call functional mushrooms that have different applications from a health and wellness perspective. And really the transition that occurred, you know, our Native Americans also had a lot of sort of traditions around use of local mushrooms. But when the pilgrims arrived, they demonized mushrooms. They kind of equated it to witchcraft. And of course, some of that coming from the psilocybin types of mushrooms that cause hallucinations and so on. So they prohibited the use of mushrooms way, way back. And so our culture in the US, and I would extend that to Canada as well, has really sort of been a little bit mycophobic, right? We aren't really as familiar with mushrooms as you see in so many parts of Europe and Eastern Europe and Asia, where it's very much a part of a family tradition to either go and forage for mushrooms, or, you know, let's put maitake in the soup during the winter months to help with our immune function. So we have really been slow to embrace the kind of awareness of mushrooms and really their credibility, right? They were seen as this, they were more known for what they didn't have, right? Mushrooms didn't have fat or calories. And so they were sort of, you know, thought of as a good meat replacement and a low calorie additive to your meal. But there really hasn't been until really recent years that kind of awareness of the incredible bioactivity of the mushroom kingdom.
Thank you for all that information. That's super fascinating. Can you tell me about your facility and what you grow there?
I sure can. So we just have completed construction of our new growing facility. So one thing that's unique about our company is that we grow our own mushrooms. We've been doing that since 2010. And we've expanded several times over the years. And now we are in a new 155,000 square foot facility in Vista, just down the road from our last production facility in Carlsbad. We grow 10 different species of mushrooms, and each of the species has been chosen because of their uniqueness. So we grow lion's mane and cordyceps, turkey tail mushroom, which is really probably the most researched mushroom around immune health, reishi, a wonderful immune product, as well as an adaptogen, maitake, shiitake, agaricus, blasii, entrodia, chaga. So we have a full array of mushrooms, which allows us to really, you know, do the science on the mushrooms, but also to help formulate different products based on the uniqueness of the mushrooms themselves.
And you also have some patented strains, right?
Yes, we do. So we, again, one of the things that's wonderful about our company, I'm so proud of, is our team of mycologists, our scientists. Our science team is led by Julie Daou. She has a PhD in natural product chemistry. We have a team of mycologists here. And so we develop our own strains in-house. And so the team chooses strains based on the two things, the expression of various genes that relate to activity, and also their ability to grow in a controlled growing environment. So our new facility, like our old facility, has an ability to control the growing environment. And each of these species really thrives under their own kind of recipe. Some mushrooms like warm temperatures, some like cool temperatures, some like warm and then cool. So in our facility, we have separate rooms for the different mushroom species where we can control the lighting, we can control the oxygen in the room, the temperature, and really importantly, ensure that we have a completely pure environment, because mushrooms are bioaccumulators. So whatever they are growing on or near, they will accumulate in the final product, and in particular in the fruit body stage of the mushroom. So if there are pesticides or heavy metals, even radiation in the air, that will all accumulate in the final product itself. So we grow our mushrooms on an organic substrate. We use filtered air and filtered water, and again, have this sort of pristine environment where we can really ensure that we have the most optimal bioactivity in the final product.
Your mushrooms sound very high maintenance.
They're very healthy, happy mushrooms.
So with all these things that could happen, I mean, do you do regular testing?
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of testing. We do a lot of testing, starting with our raw material. And we do DNA testing, of course, of our strains themselves. And then we test throughout the production and the end of production for the usual array of things that the FDA requires. But where we're really leaning into right now is working with labs and with other mushroom growers on helping develop test methods specific to different bioactive compounds. And since this is an emerging category, many of the commercial labs do not currently have very valid and repeatable tests that we can all go to as we're developing science, as we want to add different specs to our C of A's for different customers. So this is a really significant part of our mission right now, is to work on getting really great test methods that can be commercialized and used across the entire channel to help build the science and the awareness on the mushroom side.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're very much pioneering this category, looking at all the different species and their benefits and all the things you've got going on. I mean, what would you say is the most exciting part about your job and this category?
Well, I think it's, you know, I'm a lifelong learner for sure. I love to learn. I'm very aware that there is more that I don't know than I do know. And in mushrooms, I think that applies to so much of the kingdom of mushrooms and the uniqueness of each of the species. So I find it so exciting. We just did some recent research, and there are unique compounds that we found in lion's mane that had not been identified before, some of which you find, for instance, in ginkgo biloba, right? So related to memory and cognition. And so I think for myself and for our team, we really want to fully understand what is driving the benefits. And so we fully understand how we should be growing the mushrooms, how best to process the mushrooms to make sure we're retaining all of those unique compounds. And then, you know, doing finished product research from a clinical perspective to really establish the efficacy of the unique mushroom at a certain dosage. And so to me, there is just so much opportunity there. Of course, I'd say the other very, you know, wonderful thing for myself and my team members is to constantly be getting such tremendous reinforcement from our consumers who use our products, who love to reach out and tell us how the products have helped themselves or their pets or, you know, their family members. And you know, that's really, again, goes back to my passion of what I've done throughout my life, and that is to really help people with their health and wellness. So it's really come full circle for me.
Mm-hmm. And so with all these different benefits that we've talked about today, what would you say consumers are seeking the most when it comes to mushrooms?
Well, historically, the consumers really looked at mushrooms for immune benefits, and they still do. And there is, again, so much that we're learning about the relationship of the prebiotic fiber, for instance, and the beta glucans, and how that all relates to improving your microbiome, which, you know, that translates to so many benefits. But one of the very most emerging areas right now is around cognitive health, and lion's mane is the leading mushroom of interest there. And what we're now understanding is that there are an array of different nootropic compounds, some of which can only be found in the fruit body stage of the mushroom, and some of which can only be found in the mycelial stage of the mushroom. And those compounds have some level of heat sensitivity to them. So again, understanding what is there, and then how do you optimize not only the growing of the mushroom, but how do you then optimize the processing of that mushroom so that you can really retain all of those compounds in your final product. So there's just just so much interest in cognition right now. The other one that, you know, I touched on briefly earlier was cordyceps, which it's sort of interesting. You try so hard to increase awareness and things happen, like HBO has their series, The Last of Us, which was based on cordyceps taking over people's minds. And so that created this whole awareness around cordyceps mushroom. And And we're doing, again, more research related to the impact of cordyceps on mitochondrial health, which, of course, is a big area of interest right now in our nutraceutical world. And so applications for just an overall healthy life and for sports performance, there's a lot there to learn as well.
Yeah, there's so much opportunity. I'm glad you brought up food and body and mycelium. Can you weigh in on that argument?
Yes, I certainly can. Yeah, again, you know what? There is benefits to all parts of the mushroom, and there's tremendous research that substantiates that research or that claim. A mushroom such as turkey tail, a lot of the research that has been done on that mushroom has been on the mycelial stage only of that mushroom. So I think what we are seeing right now as mushrooms are gaining popularity, there's a lot of chatter, I'll call it, on social media that if your product contains mycelium, it has no benefits. And unfortunately, the individuals making those claims are just not really as educated as they should be, I would say. There is, again, kind of comparing the botanical world to the mushroom kingdom. If you made a claim that all botanicals had only to be a fruit of the plant and it had to be an extract only, you know, botanists would really question your knowledge of the space. And it's the same in mushrooms. There's, you know, what we're learning in our research is that, yes, extracts have advantage. And if they're a fruit body, they have advantages in condensing beta-glucan compounds, but they also can denature a lot of the other compounds that are, as we are, again, understanding more and more about the science of mushrooms, we want to capture all of those different compounds. And the uniqueness of the mycelial stage of the mushroom is really important. And I think also just from a scientist perspective, when you see arguments on both sides that are, you know, so somewhat contradictory, you know, the truth lies in the middle somewhere, right? So there's truth on both sides of that argument. And so in our facility, we grow the full life cycle of the mushroom, the mycelial stage and the fruit body stage. And we capture all of that in our products. But a lot to learn.
Thank you
there.
For weighing in. Yeah. And would you say that's maybe one of the biggest challenges is just that learning curve, you know, not fully understanding some of the science behind it and consumer education?
Yes, absolutely. That's our, I would say, and it's sort of unfortunate because a lot of that challenge is coming internally from our own sort of not so friendly competitors. And I think what we all want to strive for is really increasing, you know, the tide will rise for everyone as we increase education around mushrooms. And I think there is a great opportunity for everyone to help increase awareness without trying to, you know, cause doubt in the consumer's mind about different types of products. I think there's a lot of opportunity for all of us.
Yeah, room for everybody, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So before I let you go, what is next? What do you have going on? Any updates or news?
I think our biggest news is really just leaning into the science. I think this year we're going to be really pursuing so much more understanding. And, you know, our goal is to share that information with our channel, our mycology community, so that we can all join forces and increase the awareness and increase the science around mushrooms. And so that as we are, you know, revving up the engines here and getting more and more mushrooms growing in our own facility, the real frontier here is understanding the science behind it. So we can ultimately, you know, have the best products out there for consumers so they can have confidence that the dosage of the specific mushroom in a certain form is really going to deliver on the claims that we are putting on our products. And so That's a really exciting area for us. And we have the team that is so strong here at M2 Ingredients. And so we're looking forward to, you know, sharing some great information this year.
And looking forward to learning more about mushrooms. Sandra Carter of M2 Ingredients and Om Mushroom Superfood, thank you so much for teaching us a thing or two about mushrooms and joining me here on the NutriCast.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Thank you for having me.
If you like what you just heard, you can subscribe to the NutriCast wherever you get your podcast. You can also head to NutraIngredients-USA.com for even more Nutra-related content. Thank you for listening. I'm Danielle Masterson. As always, I'll catch you here on the NutriCast next week.